You've got data from sales, ops, HR. What you need are answers. We help leaders connect the dots fast so you have the business intelligence to lead smarter. Head to datayoucontrol.com and make your data work for you. datayoucontrol.com.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at ziptv.co.uk. The date is Tuesday, 25th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's kick off as we always do with Mr. Zach Mir, the PR master investor. Very good morning to you, young Zach.
Morning, Moose.
Before we kick off, I noticed we talked about that Blackpool hotel being fined, or the individuals
itching to go there
to complain. But I read, and I was catching up with Weekend Press, the Sunday Times sent an undercover reporter. He had a bed and breakfast there for £32, and it got his seal of approval. What do people want for 32 quid?
Can't get much for that these days.
Absolutely unbelievable. There you go. So, what can I say? Right, let's kick off with our broker upgrades and downgrades. Aviva, Petrofac, BT Group and Glencore. I've picked all of these, obviously, with corporate activities going on. Anything there in terms of the chart-wise that you agree with or disagree with?
Aviva, I think we pointed out the other day that the shares were a bit stuck around the 540 level. So that's, yeah, they're around 512 now, so they've gone down a bit, in fact. So £6.20 looks a bit ambitious, especially if the deal, the Friends Life deal, yep, still hanging in the balance.
OK. And Petrofac, obviously, a further profits warning.
Well, you need to have, I think, at the moment, nerves of steel to recommend a buy in Petrofac. I suppose they've gone for a hold, actually, so they have chickened out of their previous stand. Yeah. Stance, £10.50, the new target. They might as well just say, you know, we got it wrong. But because they're currently £8.37, so right, that looks, so, you know, that's just out.
Way off. BT Group.
The press seems to love them. The market seems to love them as well. The share's currently £3.99. The target here, £4.10. I would say that that's rather pessimistic. So the Deutsche Bank wrong again.
Well, we'll look at that chart later. Glencore numbers this morning. Citigroup on a buy.
Glencore, well, the mining sector still hasn't really got off the ground. This is one of the better performers. I think it's in the middle of the range rather than the bottom of the range, £3.31. So probably the best of a bad bunch, I would say.
Okay.
You've got data from sales, ops, HR. What you need are answers. We help leaders connect the dots fast so you have the business intelligence to lead smarter. Head to datayoucontrol.com and make your data work for you. datayoucontrol.com.